Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings the Memra and the Halacha that we practice every single Shabbos. Amar Reb Abba, b'Shabbos Chayiv Adam Levtzaya al Shtei Kikrois Techsiv Lecha Mishnah. Person is mechayiv to make a bracha hamaitzi on two loaves of bread because it says Lecha Mishnah. Where does it say Lecha Mishnah? By the man. When the man came down from Shemayim on Friday afternoon, it was a double portion. So Zecher Leman, that double portion that came on Friday afternoon, our minig is that we make a bracha by the Suda on two breads. Now the Achronim discuss, is it a din da'iraisa, only the Rabbanon? The Taz seems to say it's da'iraisa. The Shaar Tzion brings from the Prima Gadim and others that it's only a Rabbanon. I want to focus on and share with you a beautiful Meshech Chachma on Parshas Yisra, which really goes into the depth. What does it mean that Zecher Leman, we have two loaves of bread? And it's not just because there was two by the man, so we have two also. It really goes into explaining what the inyan and what are we bringing out from the two that there was by the man. The Meshech Chachma starts by the Medayik in the Lashon of the Pasuk, by the story of Dasan and Aviram, when Dasan and Aviram left over the man. Even though there was a command, there was a tzivoy from Hashem not to leave over the man, make sure that whatever you get, you have to eat that day, and every day you'll get new man. But they left over the man, and it says, Vayikzayf aleihem Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu became very, very upset. And he's medayik, the Meshech Chachma, why did only Moshe Rabbeinu become upset? It doesn't seem like Hashem was upset. And he explains beautifully. He says that as soon as Dasan and Aviram left over the man, and everybody saw that the man got worms in it, so now their trust and their bitachon in Hashem was weakened very, very much, because they always trusted in Hashem that they're going to have to eat the food that day, and tomorrow's food is going to come, and they're not going to know until it comes that they're going to have the food. Every day they're going to go to sleep at night without food, trusting fully in Hashem that the food's going to come. But once they see that leaving over the food either way, it's not going to help. So there's no nisayin, there's no test. Oh, maybe we should leave over food because we're not sure if it's going to come tomorrow. If they leave it over, it's not going to be edible the next day either. So once Dasan and Aviram showed them that by leaving over the man, it gets worms, their bitachin and the nisayin, the test to leave over tomorrow, was weakened. However, on the flip side, now that on Shabbos they got two portions, meaning on Friday afternoon two portions came, and the second portion stayed overnight for Shabbos and didn't get wormy, that means there was a certain Kedusha, a certain special Shmira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave on Shabbos, that even though normally when the man gets left over, there are worms that come, but Shabbos was different. So you had on the one hand a weakened bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and on the other hand, you had a Maila in the Kedusha and the Shmira of Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbein was very, very upset because the bitachin and the emuna that Klal Yisrael had on Hashem got weakened. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos became strengthened. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have the same ketzav as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Meshech Chachma explains. And with this he explains, he says when Yom Tov falls out on Friday, or when Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, he says there were three portions of man that came. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give man for all 3 days. So he asks, and many Achrenim discuss this Shaila, perhaps when you have Yom Tov next to Shabbos and you're going to get three portions of man before the Yom Tov and the Shabbos, so those 2 days you should have to have not Lechem Mishnah, you should have to have Lechem 3. Because as a Zecher to the way it was given in the Midbar, as 3, you should have to have that type of Zecher. Why do we always only have 2? And he explains that having the 2 is a Zecher to show us that even though normally when you leave over man, it gets wormy, but Shabbos is different. And he says that once I have that Zecher and that Zikaron by having 2, there's nothing added by having 3. If the whole reason why we're having 2 is just because we had 2 in the Midbar, so we're going to have 2 nowadays also as a Zecher, then if you have 3, you should have 3. But he says if you understand why we're having 2, 2 is showing that Shabbos is special and the man doesn't become full of worms when it's left over, so you'll have that same Zecher whether you have 2 breads or 3 breads. And that's how he explains why you always only have 2 breads, to show us the special Kedusha that a person has when he celebrates Shabbos properly and keeps all the halachas that are affiliated with Shabbos, and one will be zeichet to the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Have a wonderful day.